Good morning, church family. Good morning. What a blessing it is, as always, to be with you this morning. Thank you for being here to worship God, to lift our voices with songs and prayer and engaging fellowship, all to glorify God. Amen. We are glad to have you on this first Sunday of February, which is also the Communion Sunday. For those who are worshiping online, please remember to have a cracker or a piece of bread, water or juice with you so that you can participate virtually as an alternate communion at the end of the service. If you are thinking of submitting Lenten devotionals, please start your writing soon. Due date for submission is February 20th. February 20th. And of course, it's more than 4 weeks, right? What am I saying? It's 6 weeks. So you can submit more than one. So you're going to have fun to write Lenten devotional. I visited Ann Harper last Friday and had a great time with her. Ann is still recuperating and told me that she gained a few pounds since she returned home from the hospital. Please keep Anne in your prayers so that she can come to church to worship and attend the Sunday school and hopefully chili cookout, as she mentioned that. Sarah Beth, Carolyn Jonkes' grandniece, and Deborah and Bill Freeman's granddaughter has admitted to Lynchburg General Hospital a week ago due to congestive heart failure. She is going to be transferred to UVA Hospital this Tuesday to prepare for the heart surgery. I heard that she needs kidney dialysis 3 times a week because of her kidney failure. Please pray for Sarah Beth as well as Carolyn, who has stayed at the hospital to take care of Sarah Beth. Also keep Jeff Watson, Karen Bell's brother-in-law, who is in the hospital for battling with COVID. So please remember and keep him in your prayers. Today's altar flower is given the glory of God and in memory of Dr. Douglas Sasser, by his loving wife, Catherine Sasser, in remembrance of his birthday. Is there any announcement in our body? I want outreach team to come out. You can announce there. And also youth. Youth have several event and meeting, so can youth director can come and give us a short announcement for that.
Good morning, everybody. This Wednesday, we are serving dinner at Parkview. So our menu is beef stroganoff, corn, and rolls. So per Angie, who is our master chef, she's not sure that she's going to need a lot of pre-help, but we need help on the day of serving. So serving starts at, if we can have people at Parkview between 4 and 4:30, the community starts coming about 4:30. So if we have people there at 4, we can start plating and be prepared for the community once they get there. And again, we typically serve around 100 people, so I appreciate anyone that can come help on Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you. Outreach team to do all community work for Parkview.
Good morning. Y'all would never want me up here during a service under normal circumstances. So. So the youth is meeting tonight at 5 o'clock. If you can make it, please let Lisa or I know, if you don't mind. And we're going to have pizza, do a little bit of planning, and play a game, have a Bible lesson, and just have a good old time. And one thing we're going to do is decide who we would like for the Super Bowl of Caring proceeds to go towards. We have had a rather unique offer from a young lady here at church and somebody else that they might actually do the little Shrek donkey dance, pick me, if we choose a certain one. So I would like to bring that to y'all's attention tonight, and if enough youth can't make it tonight, we'll get together with them a little bit later this week and choose one. But next Sunday, we'll be collecting for the Super Bowl of Caring, and it will go towards a local food bank or food bank provider of youth choosing. Also, coming up on the 18th, we have snow tubing at Wintergreen. We have 25 tickets available. 17 have been taken, so we still have more room. If anybody would like to go, it starts at 7:30, goes to 8:45. And then finally, chili cook-off. That's coming up hopefully the end of the month, weather permitting. So we look forward to everybody's participation with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill and Lisa, for your diligent serving for youth group. I know your children's been all done with youth long ago, but they are still serving our youth group. Thank you. Now, let us prepare to worship as we welcome the light of Christ. Thank you.